The opera world has laid to rest a pioneer. Robert McFerrin Sr. broke racial barriers in 1955 when he made his debut at New York's Metropolitan Opera as Amonasro in Aida. That made him the first black male soloist in the company's history. McFerrin's performance at the Met came just weeks after legend Marian Anderson became the first black woman to perform there. McFerrin spent three seasons at the Met and performed in 10 operas. He reached a wider audience as the singing voice of Sidney Poitier in the 1959 film Porgy and Bess. For African-American opera singers Shirley Verrett and George Shirley, Robert McFerrin was an inspiration. We invited them to share their memories of his contribution and his voice as heard here in a 1956 recording of Rigoletto. He's in the title role.
He was a man who was diminutive in physique, but a true giant in terms of his heart and his artistry. He possessed an incredibly beautiful and powerful voice. Actually, one would wonder how that sound was made by a man of such small physical stature, but that was God's gift.
He's a hero. He's absolutely a hero to me. He was a great singer. I remember the last time I heard him sing, actually, was my friend here, who's sitting right across from me, had invited me to participate in the National Opera Association. And I had not seen Robert McFerrin from many, 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 many years. And he absolutely floored me, because this man had a tremendous stroke. And he sang 82 from a mask ball, Un ballo in maschera by Verdi. And he sang that aria that night, and he touched one's heart. Even though the voice was not as I remembered as a student, it didn't matter to me, because it was enough of that great voice left. And then the feeling of the words, understanding the words, being absolutely, how can I say, engrossed in the moment, painting pictures for us because of the way he uses that musicality. This is what he was all about.
I got from him a directness and an honesty. In conversation with him, there was no artifice. There was great artistry in what he did as a singer, as a performer, but there was no artifice, there was no phoniness, and there was no stuff going on.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, I had the great pleasure of visiting with him a number of years ago in his apartment in St. Louis. And we were talking, and he loved a joke, and he was a very jocular person, and but he would laugh. He had a very strong, what I would call, falsetto content in his voice, which was the reason why it sounded as youthful as it did so late in his life. And he would laugh on a high C. I mean, he would just cut loose with a whoop. That was way up there, and it caught me by surprise. I mean,
this guy's
a baritone.
That?
Well, I might blow the microphone out. I don't want to do that here. I'm going to have to back off the mic because, just a minute.
Let's see. Really way up high. Yes, that's really great.
Mr. Mack, along with Marian Anderson, assured us that, yes, you belong here. You know, whenever someone crosses a barrier, whenever they open a door, it's because someone on the inside has opened that door. You know, rarely does someone kick it down from outside. So Bob had won the prestigious Metropolitan Opera auditions, which was a statement on the part of the management of the Metropolitan Opera that we believe in you. You are someone who belongs here. And we are going to prove that to the audience and to the world by giving you this role, giving you this opportunity to stand in front of the Metropolitan Opera audience and open your mouth and sing from your heart. So that, plus his belief in God and the love of his family and all of the input that had gone into making him the man and artist that he was throughout the decades of his life that far, gave him the belief that, yeah, I can do this. I can do this thing.
We never walk alone, in other words. He knew that he could do it. And then somebody was there at that moment in history to understand also that he could do it. And he, with Miss Anderson and others, opened the doors for us.
Robert McFerrin was buried yesterday in St. Louis. He died of a heart attack last week at the age of 85. He was the father of jazz and pop singer Bobby McFerrin. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.